hands, feet, legs, and arms. Where do they go? In Clone 07-4, they don't have a place. Created in 2007 by Zhu Hongbo in the Jing Dejian in the Jingxi province of China, it is made up of many porcelain babies in an intricate pile. At first glance, the babies looked normal, almost perfect, but at further observation, I noticed that each of the babies had disturbing, severe deformities. The babies were tightly compacted into this pyramid, almost as if they were using each other for comfort. They also don't seem like they know or care about each other's deformities, but I believe these babies don't know that they are deformed. Hongbo made this project by using 4 different molds of baby body parts and then putting each body part structure in a different spot on the baby's torso. Many believe that this piece of art hints at China's mass overpopulation or the commentary of scientific experiments. I believe it can be interpreted as both. China does have a huge problem with overpopulation, and because of scientific experiments, babies can get large, severe deformities. Clone 074 can be viewed from different angles, but is most commonly viewed in a pyramid formation. At other art exhibits, Clone 07-4 can be viewed in an inverted pyramid. This choice of placement gives you a better view of the babies at the bottom, which have the most deformities. I believe that Zhu Hongbo is definitely hinting at the fact that if we scientifically clone people, our species will become deformed. However, this also shows that scientific experimentation has no regard for the safety of our people. The babies that did become deformed simply were thrown into a pile. That showed that scientists don't care about the babies they test on. Hongbo's piece has so many stories, and these are just a few that could be interpreted.